Hey, how you guys doing tonight? It's your host, Ricky. Coming at you live from San Bernardino again. It's my hometown. It's where I'm from. I just want to say today's episode is going to be about love. And that was made up. Not right now, but I've been thinking about this all day long. And today, it's about love. That's what it's about, you know? We need more of it. We need to spread more of it. And we gotta be more about it, you know? We haven't been that much. As a human race, we have not, loved the way we do. The way we're supposed to, actually. You know, we all separate each other into categories. Whether it's color, race, ethnicity, or whatever it could be. We have to find a way to just look at each other and say, you know, there's differences, but there's a lot more similarities, you know? There's so much more that brings us together that brings us apart. And I feel like a lot of humans are lacking that knowledge, you know? And as much as I would like to blame a generation, it's all of us. We all get born into this whole new world where it's we don't know what we're looking at, but we know that we're all a human race, but no one gives a shit about that anymore. You know, no one looks at it and thinks, maybe this isn't the right way to look at things. We just legitimately don't give a shit anymore. And then we look at our great leaders and we justify ourselves because of that. I'm just saying, we have to find a new way to view the way we view ourselves. As an American, it's really heartbreaking to look at yourself and know that you're so far behind when you're so far ahead when it comes to technology, you know? But when we look at ourselves, it's we're so fucking far behind. It sucks, you know? It's we have no respect for ourselves, you know? And it's heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking. I like to think of myself as a poet, you know, as a free spirit and somebody who's just into life, I guess. But this life that we're in right now, it's not the one that I want to be in. I look at the way that our country is being run, and I look at the way that everything around us is being run, and it's pretty fucked up. You know, our president is a openly racist man who's in his late, 70s? Come on, get the fuck out. That should not be, a thing. You know what I mean? This man's is alive during a time where, things are really upside down in America. And I feel like that's our first fault, you know? We don't know how to, differentiate ourselves from, the older generation. So it's whoever has the most numbers, that's the one who's gonna win. We're not looking for that mutual agreement. We're just hoping that our numbers are greater than theirs. And it really makes me upset, you know, because you cannot have a nation that runs that way. I mean, sure, you can wait and see if the older generation dies out, but what kind of accomplishment is that? That's no accomplishment that I would like to have. I just gotta say, we have to start fighting for something. You know, we gotta start at our own core. We have to just look at ourselves and say, you know, this is what's gonna happen, and this is how we're gonna change it. We're not there. We're not there at all. We're not there at all, and it hurts. Me, and it hurts you, and it should hurt everyone who lives in this country. My name is Ricky, and I wish I had a couple of guests on today to talk about this. Because it just sounds like a fucking crazy person just going berserk about a situation, you know? But I will have somebody on tomorrow. I will have a really good friend on tomorrow. And she will express the way that she feels about certain things. But tonight, you're just gonna get me. You're gonna get me in a raw way. Cause I'm really upset about what's going on right now, you know? In other news, I wanna tell you guys about like a technique that's really interesting that I found out within the last few days. It's called the Wim Hof technique. It's a breathing technique that pretty much relaxes you. It's like a yoga. It's like a meditation, I guess you could say. It's kind of different. You know, all it does is like involve you breathing. And you can honestly make changes within the first few days. Yeah, like I've been doing it for 11 days now. And a lot of things have changed. Like a lot, dramatically. It is so crazy how many things have changed for myself. Like, I'll be sitting in my room feeling like I'm completely empty and saddened by, like, what's going on. And I'll do this, like, I'll do this breathing program. And it completely changes the way I'm feeling. You know, like, to me, that's crazy because I've battled depression since I was 11, you know, and nothing has ever like worked so easily to help me battle these kind of demons. And I just want to share it with the world. I'm honest, like I want to share it with everyone that listens to me. And like I might get annoying, but this is what I've learned to know that is true, you know. Something that makes me feel completely different, completely free, and it's amazing. I feel like everyone should know this. Everyone should just be up here knowing this and doing this fucking breathing exercise. It's fucking great. I must say, for me, life in the last few years has been completely different, you know? Like, when you change jobs and when you change professions, your whole life changes. You don't know what you want. All you know is that you want something. And all you know is that you want to succeed at something. And that's where I've been for the last few days. I know that I want to explore my creative side. I know that I want to be better than what I was the day before. And it's gonna take a lot of work, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible at all. You know, I feel like as an artistic person myself, I'm interesting. I really am. And I know that I have the talent to be who I want to be, you know? No one has control over me. I am myself in a nutshell. And I feel like everyone should feel that way. Everyone should legitimately feel like they are unique. Because there is no better you than any... Like, no one is going to come on to your life and say, like, hey, you're great and all, but I'm a better you. And no one's going to do that. No one's going to do that at all. And I feel like that's where we lack... That's where we lack motivation in. It's like who we are as a person. And I really do deeply feel like that can help, like, the depression status in our country. A lot of people feel like they blend in to this one specific group of people, you know? And you don't. You really don't. Like, I don't know how to explain this. It's like the way that you think, nobody else thinks that way. But it's relatable, you know? Like, it's relatable. Like, it's not necessarily exactly what you think of. It's sometimes the the thought of what you think about, you know? Like, you can make people feel like they relate to you without being you. And that's the beauty of life. Because no two souls are the same. No two souls are alike. But, like, you can have similar mentalities, you know? And I feel like that's what makes a successful person in this field. And you have to learn what that is, you know? You have to learn what that feeling is. Today, me recording this right now, I know that I probably won't get a lot of viewers. I probably won't get, like, a lot of people listening. But, like, I know that I'm expressing myself. And if I can express myself into something, like, that's fucking great. Like, I'm glad, you know? I'm exploring my creativity. I have a poetry page, that's doing really well. I'm getting a lot of likes on it, and my poetry is getting exposed. And then I started this podcast. This podcast is just for fun, but, like, it's getting a pretty positive, you know, reaction, and I like it. I'm having an easier time expressing myself, which is fucking crazy to me. Because I've battled depression since I was 12 when I first realized what depression was. And it hurt a lot, you know? It hurt a lot because I felt like no one could relate. But, like, I didn't need anyone to relate. I needed myself to know and understand what I was going through. You know, I was molested when I was 12, which was really hard for me. It was a girl. Actually, yeah, it was a girl when I first started. And then it was an uncle, you know? And that really, like, shaped my life in a way where I just had to make changes, and I knew things that a lot of people didn't know, you know? Like, how was I supposed to be a 13-year-old knowing what, like, all these sexual encounters felt like? And it hurt a lot, you know, because I had to keep it a secret from my, like, people that I trusted, like my mom. I guess not my parents, because my dad wasn't around. And I had to keep it a secret for a long time, you know. I actually even blacked it out for most of my childhood until, like, I started seeing a therapist when I was 20. And she made me dig into, like, deep parts of my life that I didn't really understand, and my molestation was one of them, you know. And it hurt a lot. It really did, because I never wanted to feel like that weak man, you know. I never wanted to feel like someone that got tricked into doing something that was so fucking perverted at a really young age. But it happened, you know. I was there, and this fucking happened. I look at it today, and it makes me cry. It makes me really sad. It makes me a little bit mad sometimes, you know? It makes me mad that I gave in to something that I was not sure about. And then I let somebody take advantage of me that way, you know? It's really saddening. A lot of people may say, like, it only makes you feel that way because it was a man. But no, there was a girl that made me feel this way as well. I was very young. She took advantage of me, and I had no idea what I was doing, but she knew exactly what she was doing. You know, man or woman, like, it was both, but, like, you should not do that to somebody that has a really innocent mindset, you know? Somebody that has no idea what's going on. Like, you should not fuck. Like, no, that's a really fucked up thing to do, you know? And I feel like when men hear about, like, women taking advantage of young guys, it's like, they cheer that shit on. It's not what it's supposed to be. But if they hear a man taking advantage of a young woman, like, everyone erupts, you know? I'm just telling you, there's... In scenarios like this, there's no double standard. You have to just know that this is the wrong thing to do. Whether you're a girl or a man. For me, personally... I didn't have a parent, you know? I had someone that would say, hey, you gotta do better. But I didn't have a better. I didn't have a parent. I don't know. Tomorrow I'm gonna have a guest. And if you guys wanna tune in, go for it. But I will have somebody in tomorrow. This is Ricky once again. This is my third podcast. I hope I did okay. I want to talk about more important things tomorrow. Hopefully with the fucking guest. Somebody that gets to actually talk back. And like actually listen to what I'm saying. Thank you guys very much. You have a wonderful Friday morning. And a great Thursday afternoon. I hope you guys get everything that you want to do accomplished. This is your host Ricky. Have a nice night. Thank you.